This is All Things Considered on 89.1 KUAR. I'm Michael Heplin. It's coming down to the wire for Congress to pass a COVID-19 relief package. This is the last week before the start of the winter recess. Joining me by phone from Washington is Representative French Hill, who represents Arkansas' 2nd District in Central Arkansas. Hi, Congressman Hill.
Well, thanks for having me, Michael, and hopefully we're going to have a good Christmas present for the American people and Hanukkah treat in the form of both COVID-19 relief and a package on 2021 spending here approved over the next few hours.
Where are we in the process right now?
The talks have been going since the election constructively. I think both sides know that this is what is the right thing to do for the American people, something many of us have talked about since July, and we've tried to move constructive packages on the House floor about 40 times since that date, all of which have been blocked. But now I think there is consensus that it's critical that we get COVID-19 relief and that there's support for that both in the House and Senate. So I'm cautiously optimistic here on Friday morning.
And bipartisan support.
Absolutely. You can't have COVID relief without 60 votes in the Senate. And so the Senate has been driving this package because they've got a good basic bipartisan package that was rolled out about 2 weeks ago that has the support of 50 members of the Problem Solvers Caucus in the House of Representatives. And Michael, this gives Speaker Pelosi pause because that's clearly a substantial number of votes in the House. And so that's what I think's caused this constructive dialogue to continue, and I hope we'll conclude this weekend.
And I heard some leaders of Congress are getting the new coronavirus vaccine. Will you be getting one?
I think I'll get a coronavirus vaccine when my name is in the group sometime early in 2021, I suspect, whatever the Arkansas vaccine rules are. I'm certainly not in the first group like our elderly and nursing homes and our first responders, but sometime, I guess, early in 2021 will be my time.
Well, after 2020 was a year like no other, how do you feel with a vaccine now being doled out and the potential for this to no longer be a health emergency?
Well, the vaccines are critical to the long-term beating of the virus and the recovering of our economy, and my hat's off to American innovation and to the Trump administration for kicking this off. First and foremost, as soon as they found out about the genetic markers of the virus in late January of 2020, and then Congress appropriating $10 billion for Operation Warp Speed, those two efforts have allowed us to have not one, not two, but multiple vaccines in human trials that will help not only just our citizens of the U.S., but help people around the world.
Another major topic this week was the Electoral College voting, with Democrat Joe Biden to become president after initially holding back to allow President Trump time to challenge the election in court. Republican leaders this week began congratulating Biden. Do you recognize Biden as the president-elect?
I recognized it several weeks ago when I began giving interviews about his appointees, particularly Janet Yellen, to lead the Treasury, and the President Trump said early on after the election that he would abide by the Electoral College's decision. And that decision is made, and President Trump is a fighter, and he's done a job all across the country trying to assess election imperfections in these swing states, and has taken that charge to court. But those judges, both at the state level and at the federal level, have not found a systemic amount of voting imperfection that would have changed the outcome. And so those court cases, I think, for the most part, are now behind us.
After what has been, without a doubt, the most hyperpartisan time of my lifetime, amid accusations of a rigged election system, and over the last few years, political opponents as well as the media being vilified and even families split along party lines. How do you feel the nation can get past this, find a way to come together again?
Well, we've been here before many times over the 244 years in terms of political vitriol and unpleasant elections that were very, very controversial. And so just like many Democrats in 2016 didn't attend President Trump's inauguration, and even my good friend, the late John Lewis, called President Trump an illegitimate president, said he'd been elected by Russia. I think we all know that's not true. I would hope that we all have a sense of the proper tone here to respect our democracy, to respect our country, to make sure that our country has the ability to pull together and work for both domestic tranquility, which we're all promised, and have the right point of view for protecting America's interests around the world. And that will take leadership both in the Congress, but also at President-elect Biden, and his tone is very important, I think, going into the new presidential term.
Any priorities for you once Congress gets back from the winter recess?
Well, I think it's important in the work that I've done in the past. I continue to look for ways to benefit veterans, and so I'm always interested in veterans policy. I'll be very interested in the approach Joe Biden takes there on continuing choice for veterans so they have a speedier ability to get health care, and also maintain the accountability that we've gotten put in place the last 4 years so that veterans don't have to wait for an interminable number of years to get decisions out of the VA. That's a key area for me as we go into a new administration. But I think the most important thing, Michael, is getting the virus under control with the vaccine distribution and getting our economy reopened. And so I'm on the House Financial Services Committee. We want to make sure that we work to keep this economy growing and not have a regulatory or tax policy in the new administration that's going to inhibit that growth coming out of this tough, tough phase.
Right. And with the talk that it may be summer before vaccine is available for everyone, we've still got potentially many challenging months ahead.
I think we do. I mean, I think the Operation Warp Speed goal that Secretary Azor has outlined, which Congress concurs with, is that we have vaccine to be distributed, that there'll be 100 million people vaccinated between now and March 31st. That's a substantial number, and it will include, you know, the general population by that point, too. But I agree with you that I think it'll take, you know, into early summer for it to really have reached that saturation point across all 50 states.
That's Congressman French Hill of Arkansas's 2nd District. Sir, thanks for talking with me as you wrap up this session.
Michael, it's my pleasure. Merry Christmas to all your listeners and a happy Hanukkah. And gosh, I hope we have a very happy, prosperous, and controlled COVID New Year.
Indeed. Indeed. Look forward to talking with you again soon. This is KUAR 89.1. In Little Rock, I'm Michael Hiplin.